going on sabbatical. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today, Going on Sabbatical. I've been talking with a number of people in the recent days, people who are fed up with all of their busyness and all of their busy experiences, and they say, gee, if I could just get away from it, if I could just get away from it for a little while, if I could just get away from my busy schedule, my busy days, my busy life, if I could just get away from it for a little while. And then the opportunity comes for them to get away from it. And they get away from their job, they get away from their life experiences, and they say, well, I'm going to be by myself. I'm going to go in my house and be by myself and go out for walks and just be at peace. What's the first thing that they do? When they get in their house, they turn on the television. They turn on the radio. They go on the internet and look up the news of the day. And they're concerned about the activities that are going on. Then they're worried about whether things are being done that they used to take care of, and they're not taking care of these couple of days. And they're wondering, are they going to be taken care of properly? And they're just as busy as if they were active in their work. In fact, they're busier because they're getting the worry of indecision of not knowing whether the things that they want to have done are done. We don't know how to take a sabbatical. A sabbatical is an earned period of change. Not necessarily doing nothing, but an earned period of change. Many ministers and many great business people take sabbaticals, take a time away from their business, a time to get engaged in other things that are not necessarily relative to their business, and take their mind on a completely different bent, a completely different tangent to whatever they had been on. And as they do this, they find that at first, it's very, very confusing. At first, it's very, very rough to do. Because as they're doing this, their mind constantly switches back to what their ordinarily everyday affair was. And they're unable to be at peace. They're unable to relax. They're unable to stop doing what they did before. They don't have that capacity to turn it on and turn it off. They don't realize that they are not indispensable. An indispensable person feels that they got to worry about things even when they're not responsible to worry about it. They got to pay attention to things even though it's no longer their responsibility to have attention for it. Someone else is given the task that they had. Now that whatever someone else does, they may do it better, they may do it worse, they may do it a little bit good or not so good, and it doesn't really matter. It's not your task right now. You are on sabbatical. You are on leave. You are on relaxation away from whatever your everyday task was, and you are now doing something quite different. You are either just paying attention to your household of chores, you're going for your meditation walks, you're reading books, you're doing whatever you want to do, but you're not paying attention to the business. Now, one of the things that we have to stop ourselves from doing, and that is from watching television or radio or news reports. Because as long as we're going to engage ourselves in news reports, we are engaging ourselves in being concerned about a business that we have no concern about. We're concerning ourselves about activities over which we have no power of control, over which we have no direction. Now, if we are truly master sufficiently in our ability to handle our own affairs, we will hear a news report and we'll say, all is in divine order, and mean it. All is in divine order, and let it go. Get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. Just release it. Get out of there. You hear of someone having a problem, and you say, all is in divine order. Now, you could go and help them. You could go participate in their problem. And you are, if mentally you are worrying about it. Or you could just say, all is in divine order. And you could let it go and completely be at peace within yourself. Completely be relaxed. Completely be untouched by whatever is going on. Now, it takes a very special person to do this. It takes a very competent, confident, a very peaceful person to do this. It takes a person who does not walk around with the world on his shoulders. It takes a person who likes himself, a person who feels that the world he lives in is a pretty nice world. And how many of us feel that the world we live in is a pretty nice world? How many of us really feel that everything is in divine order? How many of us really feel that we like who we are and we like the world we live in? How many of us really feel that? Now, unfortunately, not too many. And the reason that not too many feel that way is because we're always out trying to fix things. We're always out trying to mend things, to make things better, to take care of problems. Now, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if we could take a sabbatical? And the sabbatical is called a solutional, my own creation. The sabbatical is called a solutional. It's the solutions to everything. And so anything comes up into our thought, and instantly we think, all is in divine order, that's good. But we think, solution. Now, that's a little tough. Because now, we say all is in divine order, we somehow feel we don't have responsibility there. But we have a big responsibility of getting our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. But the solution all is putting solutions into motion. Now, the tree has fallen down in the front yard. What a terrible thing. It knocked down the power lines. It bent in the porch of the house. It did this, it did that. Oh dear, how terrible, how terrible. Now, and it is quite terrible. But if you are going to live in that terrible state, then you will be an unhappy person. But if you say, that was really a tough storm last night, it knocked things around, something terrible. So you get the tree people out and have them and saw the tree up and put the tree away. And then you have the power company come out and reestablish the power lines. You have the porch people come out and put your porch back in order. You have whatever needs to be done, done. Now, those are solutions. Those are solutions. Or you might even just say, all is in divine order, and then release it. And when you release it, saying all is in divine order, the power company comes out, and immediately they have their tree people with them, and they cut up that tree and get it out of the way. They reestablish the power line, and then they have the people with them, and they put the porch back in order because the insurance covered that. The insurance covered the act of God or the act of a tree falling down or the power line, and the power company reestablished the power line with no problem. And so you didn't even have to do anything about it. You didn't have to call anybody. It was done. It was put in order. You said, all is in divine order, and lo and behold, all is in divine order. Wow! Hey, cool! Oh, Herb, that's not really so. Oh, yes, it is. It happens more often than you know. Because when there's a storm, and there are trees that are bothering the power lines and bothering the controls of the power company, they get out there and they take care of it right away. we had a tree on our 104 acres here, and it was an old tree, and it was dying, and it was standing next to the power line. Well, the power company came out, and they sawed off a couple of branches that were leaning toward the tree, toward the power line, and then after they had done that, the tree was sort of lopsided. The weight was all on the other side. And so, as the rain came, it sort of loosened up the ground a little bit, and the tree fell over the other way. It fell over away from the power line. It fell down so that our handyman could get to it and saw it up and make firewood out of it, and it was quite nice. Well, there were some real big pieces there for a long time, and we always said all is in divine order. But they were bigger than we wanted to use with our chainsaw. Our chainsaw is a medium size, not a giant-sized chainsaw. Well, who would ever conceive of this solution? But we put the cause in motion that it would be in divine order. And a couple of months passed, and then Ellen's grandson came to visit. And he looked at the log and he said, "Grandma, Nana, I want to make a bench out of that log." And she says, "Well, go right ahead." And so he took the chainsaw and he slit the log in sort of slits and made a bench and a back of the bench out of it. And then he cut it and he made everything out of wood from it, from the wood itself. And he made uprights to hold the back of the bench up. And he made another log with notches in it so it could sit on the ground and the bench could sit in it without having to be nailed into it or anything. Well, it's pretty nice. And then he cleared our way up the field where we had not been before, up the side of the mountain. And he went up the side of the mountain and to quite a high level, to the very edge of our property, before it went into the Bureau of Land Management property. And he cleared it all off. He says, "Nana, this would make a lovely place for a meditation bench. I'm going to take the bench and put it up there. Is that okay?" And Ellen said, "My goodness, yes, that's very okay." And so he took it up there. He took the tractor and he picked up this tremendous bench, which was very, very, very heavy. And with the genius that he knew so well, he bounced the bench onto the tractor and he drove up the side of the mountain with it. And when he got to the place where he wanted to set it down, he gently set it down and sort of slid it off the tractor right into position where he wanted it. And he took the stone here and there and he put it into the proper way, and the bench sits there today as a very solid evidence of a nice meditation bench up on the side of the mountain, made from a tree that was going to fall on the power line, but they cut the logs off one side, and so it fell off the other side. And then the grandson coming to visit and using the chainsaw that we hadn't intended to use on that type of work, and he just made it work perfectly and did everything in divine order. And Ellen says, "Wow, yes, everything is in divine order." And we don't know the procedure that these things are going to be following. We don't know how these things are going to be done. And we don't know what different way, what different manner it's going to be worked out. When we say all is in divine order and just let it go, we put into motion some of the greatest and most powerful causes that the world has ever known. And this is what scientists do, is they are working on their scientific projects and they don't know the solution. This is what people do in all walks of life. Mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, workmen, designers, architects, people who are in all sorts of creative fields and uncreative fields. It's just a matter when they come to something that they have not the vision for yet, they don't see it as a problem. They see it as a solution for which they do not see the answer just yet, but they see it. All is in divine order. And then saying all is in divine order, then they allow it to be in divine order. They allow it to be revealed, fulfilled, unfolded perfectly just for them. And when they do that, then it is truly done, and it is truly marvelously done. These are things that happen in our life every day. These are things that happen in our life more often than we'll ever know. But when we realize that all we have to do is to learn how to go on sabbatical, learn how to let go and take a break from all that busyness that we've been in, learn how to go on to a sabbatical and take a time of leave taking, and take a time of relaxation and let go of the things. Turn off the television set, turn off the radio, turn off the publications that we read, turn off our computer, and just sit in quiet meditation and say, all is in divine order. And then things that we never even dreamed of happening reveal themselves in our life. We have made ourselves an open channel for all is in divine order. We've made ourselves an open channel for the divine path for us. We've made ourselves an open channel for our sabbatical of taking time to be by ourselves and listen within. Letting go of the very busy, very hectic world about us, and going to that inner world of peace, and in that inner world of peace, having all that is good and beautiful revealed to us in its most magnificent way. This is who we are, what we are, why we are, where we are, and it is great and very great. Take a sabbatical every once in a while. It doesn't have to be for 6 months or a year or more. It can be for 5 minutes. It can be for an hour. It can be for a day. A sabbatical is a time of letting the problems alone and dwelling on the solutions, if you wish, or dwelling on all is in divine order. And when you dwell on all is in divine order, the problems no longer have any power. The solutions are unimportant. They just take care of everything. And they oftentimes, more often than we know, take care of it all by themselves. And we say, well, how did that happen? I thought this was the case, and here this is the case. It's all done and all in perfect order. Yes. How did that happen? We went on sabbatical, and we let go and let God and let the divine reveal itself in and through us as us. And how wonderful that is. Have a great day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.